God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Pastor Larry here from Southwest Radio Church. A warm greeting to each and every one of our listeners. I'm amazed and greatly blessed by the way truth always shows up, even in a day when truth is unpopular. That's one of the reasons why I'm very hopeful about a coming revival. Recently, over 120 Black American leaders in both parties have signed a document addressed to Planned Parenthood, urging it to confront systemic racism inherent in the abortion industry and the legacy of its founder, Margaret Sanger. The document states, quote, "Today, we are saying emphatically and unequivocally that Planned Parenthood must confront its racist founding, mission, and practices. Too many Black lives have been lost to abortion. All Black lives matter." Close quotes. Among those who have signed the letter are Louisiana State Senator Katrina Jackson, Georgia State Representative Mack Jackson, and Michigan's Kent County Commissioner Monica Sparks, all of whom are Democrats. Pro-life advocates have long pointed out that the vast majority of Planned Parenthood clinics are located in predominantly racial minority neighborhoods. Yes, abortion is wrong, and it seems to be particularly focused against minorities living in America. Is this not systemic racism? Sounds to me like genocide. We are back with Kevin Jessup. In our previous program, we were visiting and chatting about, quote, the return, National and Global Day of Prayer and Repentance. You can attend the event on the National Mall on September the 26th as an individual, family, church, or community. We're going to be talking about that and some of the really wonderful opportunities for you to get involved. Kevin, welcome to the show once again.
Larry, thank you. It's always great to be with you, and what a great audience that you have. We thank the Lord for each and every listener today.
Well, you know, for more than 80 years, we've been saying something that you've mentioned in the previous show. God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. That's how our show begins. And I thought it was very interesting that you would mention that. But that's so true. And we are hungry and we don't want to miss our opportunity. But Kevin, who is the return open to? And then tell us a little more specifically about the dates of the event.
Well, wonderful. The return is open to any and everyone who would like to participate by either coming to the National Mall on September 25th and September 26th. September 25th, Larry, from 6 to 9 p.m., we have the Return the Next Generation. And this is based on Psalm 71:17 that says, "O God, from my youth you've shown me your wondrous deeds. May you not forsake me when I become old and gray until I can pass on to the next generation the wonder of who you are." And so we believe that this Joshua generation that's arising now needs to understand the full measure of how and who and why they need the power of the Holy Spirit now more than ever. And then on September 26th, we have, starting at 9 a.m. at the National Mall, we will begin with the trumpet blast calling the assembly together. And then Jonathan Kahn and myself and Ann Graham will have the opening ceremonies as we lead into a 12-hour day, which is going to be incredible with people from all around the world who will be sharing. So you can come to the mall if you're like so many others. We have, I believe, about 30,000 churches simulcasting throughout the nation and around the world right now, up to, I think, close to 100,000 partners. This will be broadcast on many of the major Christian television networks. Some are preempting the entire day. So we'll be on CBN and TBN and God TV and Daystar and PTL and Voice of Victory and many, many networks, some portions of the day. So it'll be broadcast globally via satellite. And then it will also be simulcast and live stream into all of these locations. If people go to thereturn.org and go to the simulcast page, you'll actually see a global map with tens of thousands of buttons. And when you click on a button, it will pop open the church or prayer meeting or place where you can visit in your local area someone who's simulcasting this broadcast. And also you can become a simulcast partner yourself if you have a home Bible study or a group or you're a pastor of a church. All of those tools are on the website at thereturn.org, including digital assets for churches to utilize, everything from television commercials and spots to bulletin inserts and things that they can personalize for their church and their city. And we're seeing entire cities right now utilize those assets. So this also will be broadcast, Larry, in real-time language translation. So I think it's like less than an eighth of a second. Anyone who's praying or repenting or the music, anything that's going forth from the stage, will automatically, as it goes global in every continent in over 150 nations, will be broadcast in over 90 languages real-time. So this is going to be one of the largest live streaming events in the history of the world.
It is so impressive. I pastor a small Chinese church, and we've been using Zoom during the pandemic. We have people all over the country, and we have one person in China. And when I think of, you know, a lot of times we're very suspicious of technology. Technology can be used for the wrong purpose, but what a blessing. I'm so excited about this. I mean, there's never been anything like this. But Kevin, tell us about the fivefold theme: repentance, reconciliation, restoration, revival, and reformation.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. You know, God's a God of order, and from even individually, corporately, nationally, and globally, God, you know, from rebellion to redemption, we've discovered in the scriptures this fivefold process, and it all starts with the basis of repentance. In other words, we can't have national restoration without national repentance. And so that's why so many leaders, and Secretary Ben Carson and others in the White House and across the land, even though it's not a political, they're standing with us, senators and congressmen, and they're all praying and repenting for the sins of our nation. You know, when we go into the Supreme Court, the law of the land, and we literally take God out of our schools, prayer and Bible reading out of our schools, and then we adopt this legislation that allows the murdering and abortion of our children, and to moving into the institution of marriage, God's most sacred institution between a man and a woman, to change that definition and to protect other groups while yet we harass the church is just incredible. And so these are national sins that must be repented of. And repentance then leads to reconciliation. And out of reconciliation then comes restoration. And out of that restoration then comes revival. And finally, reformation, a change. And we're watching changes now take place that we never thought possible before. But yet God is still on the throne. So in this process, the most important thing we can do is humble ourselves and repent of all of these sins, Larry. That's the key.
Yes, and I know this is a spiritual movement, and no doubt about it. And every realm of life, every area of life is affected. So when there is a move of the Spirit, husbands become better husbands, wives become better wives, those in law enforcement become better police officers. I really believe, Kevin, that so many of our problems today are spiritual. So this is really something that's dealing with the root of the problem.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, we have to stand with the righteous remnant, the pastors who in the first American Revolution, and we talked about them on the last program, these are known as the men of the Black Robe Brigade. These are men who stood up in their pulpits and they took their black robes off and they looked at their parishioners and said, "Get your weapons, we're going to the front lines to fight." And against a far superior enemy, against insurmountable odds, God, by his sovereign hand, battle by battle, allowed us to win our freedom and liberty from the British. And so today, God still has a remnant. He still has that 3%. And, you know, when you look at people like David coming against Goliath, or Daniel going into the lion's den, or even the three Hebrew boys going into the fire, God always has a man that stands alone, like Moses did and others. And so we're not alone. We've got a lot of believers out there, and this nation is about to stand up for the righteousness of Jesus Christ, who alone in his righteousness, because of his work on the cross, has given us the authority to take back the nation and insert the word of God. Amos 8:11 says there's a famine in the land of the word of God, and not of bread and water, but of the word of God. But we're saying, not on our watch. We're going to lift up the word of God. It's the only thing that we have that won't be shaken. And when all the shaking is done, the word of God is still left standing. And we stand on those promises.
And, you know, I answer the telephone. I get all the calls. People have questions and so forth. And there are a lot of Christians, I think, who think we're too far gone. But I remember Jonah and the city of Nineveh. If there was ever a place that was beyond hope, it was Nineveh. And Jonah came and was preaching, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be destroyed. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. So, Kevin, you're the perfect man to address those who say, well, Brother Larry, we're just too far gone. We got to hide. You know, speak to those who think, well, it's all lost. It's all hopeless.
Well, first of all, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of a sound mind and assurance. Let me tell you, God's still on the throne. And so I fixed my gaze on the face of Jesus, and let me tell you, he's still in charge. So just like David, you know, we have this, I call it the syndrome of Goliath, where Saul and everybody was shaking in their boots, and they wanted to just create a treaty and have peace, and they didn't know that these, you know, the Philistines wanted to kill him. And so here comes David with his little slingshot and a rock. And he says, no, he says, you know, you're messing with my God. And he runs at Goliath and he flings that slingshot and hits him right in the head. And this is exactly what we're doing as we go into the nation's capital. We're saying, let the redeemed say so. We don't have a spirit of fear. Listen, here's what the Lord's doing right now. Number one, he's cleansing his temple. We're seeing the wheat and the chaff be separated, and we're watching has happened before our very eyes. And the second thing he's doing, he's allowing his body to enter into the rest. You know, from the time of the Israelites to the times of the judges and the prophets, even into the New Testament, Hebrews says there's yet a rest to be entered into. But before the foundations of earth, Jesus has been waiting for this time to where he can come and infiltrate his bride and inhabit his bride. The whole Bible is simply a story about a father looking for a bride for his son. And Jesus is going to come, and he's going to allow us to enter into this rest. And that rest is based upon the finished work of the cross and what he did by shedding his blood. And then thirdly, he's going to infuse us with this backbone of steel faith, this faith that has zero fear, no matter what calamity, no fear of man, no fear of calamity. We are going to stand because we know the God we serve, and he's bigger than all of this. And so we're grateful that Revelation 3:2 says in John's church letter to the church at Sardis, he says, you have a reputation of being alive, but you're actually dead. So revive that which remains, meaning there's still a fire in there. Revive that. And he says, and repent, for if you don't repent, I'll come in an hour you know not of. And we don't want people to be caught unaware. We're going to go and we're going to repent and we're going to see God stand up and move. And we're about to see the greatest, as I said on the last program, seek and rescue mission of all time. And let me just say this quickly. I know we're running out of time, but when Paul was caught in that shipwreck of Malta, he went from being a captive to a captain in a moment. And he said, send your strong swimmers first. When they get hip deep at the shore in water, tell them to turn around and look for those who are floundering and go save them. And on that day of that shipwreck, not a single soul was lost. And as America, if we describe America as the Titanic, and the question is, when did we hit the iceberg? Let me tell you, as America is a shipwreck right now, we're about to see the greatest seek and rescue mission. God is about to bring in a harvest of souls we never could have imagined. And so I'm excited about the possibility. I have no fear, brother. God is in control, and that's what we need to realize.
Well, amen. I love it. I love your spirit. I think it's so true. I was blessed with the privilege of starting a church in Pakistan and then a Christian school. We now have two Christian schools. It's a very, very difficult area, but how God is working. And I'm saying, you know, that same God, the same Holy Spirit is here. And there is a longing in the hearts of many Americans. We're not satisfied. And I think it's good. I mean, I wish more people were dissatisfied with the current state of affairs. But I see a growing number of people who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. And that only happens through the Holy Spirit. That doesn't grow on Adam's vine. Only God creates that hunger.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Well, we do have, you know, a great country. I think there's a division in America, but the fact is a lot of people are saying, hey, we're not satisfied with this. We want to go on. Kevin, before we've got about a minute, give us the details, the website, and maybe a quick rundown on those dates once again before we sign off.
Yes, and people can go to thereturn.org. Actually, there's a new addition to the homepage now. They can, with any donation, and I'm not a fundraiser, so we just pray the money in. Thank God for thousands of people who've contributed. But when you give $25, you receive a free copy of Mike Lindell's new book. But Saturday, the 26th, from 9 to 9 p.m., all of that schedule will be listed this week on the website so people can see who's going to be there, what's going to be taking place. And then again on Friday night from 6 to 9, you don't want to miss this. We have generals coming. We have military. We have police. We're going to be honoring those people on that night. And so many things will be happening that are very special for the Return Next Generation on Saturday night. You can learn how to simulcast, how to give, how to pray. There are prayer guides. There's a prayer app. There's even an app, the Return International, that you can go on Apple Apps, download it for free. It'll give you all the communications you need to know about the Return. And it's just, you know, the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, everything is there on the website. And please go to the website and spend some time. Register your group, simulcast if you can. Attend and watch and join us as we lift up the name of Jesus on the 25th and 26th of September.
Amen. Well, Kevin, it's been great visiting with you. Thank you so much for being excited, being positive, and really believing that God is still working miracles.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Larry, thank you so much.
Matthew, our announcer, will come to the mic at this point.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our special offer today is the new book and DVD by Jonathan Kahn, titled The Harbinger 2. You may have heard him on our show recently. You can have a copy of this new explosive book for a gift of $25 if you live in the United States and $45 if you live in Canada. To get your copy, just call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. You can also order it by writing to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And you can order it on our website at swrc.com. We also have the DVD with the same title, The Harbinger 2. You can have a copy of it for a gift of $45. This is a 8 DVD set, over 8 hours of great information. Better yet, get both the book and the DVDs for a gift of $65. The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. The address is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And the website is swrc.com. Here again is Pastor Larry.
The family is God's masterpiece. God intended it to reflect His character in that there would be unity and love and the miraculous potential to produce life. Adam was created by God, but something was missing. Even though God had placed Adam in a perfect setting, yet the Lord said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him." Husband and wife would unite to form something that would meet the need occasioned by man's aloneness. It was a great plan, but something went wrong. Human rebellion brought ruin.
Several years ago, the then Vice President Dan Quayle made a comment about the importance of the two-parent home. He was ridiculed and regarded as a misplaced monster from the Stone Age. However, the April 1993 issue of Atlantic Magazine devoted almost half of the entire issue to the American family. The cover demonstrated a radical change in heart about Dan Quayle's comments. Quote, "Dan Quayle was right. After decades of public dispute about so-called family diversity, the evidence from social science research is coming in. The dissolution of two-parent families, though it may benefit the adults involved, is harmful to many children and dramatically undermines our society," close quotes.
Yes, Dan Quayle was right. And Bible-believing Christians have known all along that when God's blueprint for the family or for any institution is jettisoned, trouble will result. There will be heartbreak, frustration, and fear. Children will be brought up in a climate of tension and confusion, resulting in lower test scores, violent behavior, and delinquency of all sorts. And above all, the Christian spiritual effectiveness in service and worship will be greatly compromised. Peter addressed husbands and wrote, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them, that is your wives, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." Those words are from 1 Peter 3, verse 7. Yes, Dan Quayle was right.
The following is based on an article found on the internet, but needs serious consideration. It's only a mask. I don't mind if it keeps me safe. It's just a mask. In a few more months, it will be, I don't mind taking the vaccine. It's for the greater good. In about 5 months, government edicts have taken away many of our freedoms and turned us into obedient mask wearers versus selfish people that refuse to wear masks. But it's just a mask, you guys. It's for the greater good. In 5 months, our government has dictated what events are acceptable versus unacceptable to attend. Riots are okay, but church and family funerals are not. Standing in a graduation line is a safety hazard, but feel free to line up at Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, and the liquor store. In that same 5 months, our government successfully facilitated the closing of family-owned businesses while granting authority to large favored corporations that they have invested interests in. It's just a mask and safety precaution, you guys. Oh, here's a measly $1,200 that we stole from you in the first place. Enjoy. See how easy it is to become dependent on the state to take care of you? That's how socialism works. See how well it works? In 5 months, a bogus coin shortage that COVID-19 supposedly caused has helped our government move us closer to a cashless society. So be sure to use your credit cards or exact change. In 5 months, our government closed down public schools under the guise of public safety because health matters when it comes to a government-sponsored virus. The great experiment has worked well. We have willingly sacrificed our freedoms out of a fear for our safety, created by a government that suddenly has power it could never have gotten by law or war. Here, America, give us your freedoms, and we'll make it all better. It's just a mask and 6-foot social distancing, you guys. We're scared to death of catching something from the guy next to us, but we're not afraid of the people in power who are responsible for the removal of our freedoms. Take time to research the long list of other viruses that could affect us. But since the MSM doesn't talk about them, we blindly follow, not questioning authority as long as they promise hope if we do what they tell us. What is most scary? As soon as the magic vaccine appears, most of we, the sheeple, will obediently get in line to take it, even though it will not have undergone rigorous testing to prove its worth. Like the masks that have little or no carefully tested proven value, we will take the vaccine for the greater good. Oh, you don't want the vaccine? That's okay. Wait until you're told that you cannot enter a store without proof of the COVID-19 vaccine. Wait until you cannot go to public events or travel without proof of having received this vaccine. 5 months ago, you never dreamed you would be in lockstep with a plan that sounds like it's right out of the biblical tribulation. First a mask, then a vaccine, then someday future, the mark of the beast. Before you declare me crazy, stop and think that our government just successfully dictated to people when they were allowed to be outside, where they were allowed to go, and how their children would be educated in just 5 months, and that a majority of the population followed blindly and gladly because they were told to do so. Think about where we may be in the next 5 months.
A former abortion doctor who has promoted prostitution for teenagers now is an official at the United Nations and is moving to decriminalize prostitution for teens worldwide. Dr. Talang Mofokeng wrote an article in 2019 for Teen Vogue magazine in which she encouraged girls to regard prostitution as real work. In her article, she wrote, "If you support women's rights, I urge you to support the global demand for sex work decriminalization." Close quote.
What is the significance of appointing the former abortionist to the International Post? She will provide official interpretations within the United Nations bureaucracy. Her decisions will be cited as authoritative interpretations of human rights law by United Nations agencies and like-minded member states. Mofokeng believes that sex worker rights are women's rights, health rights, labor rights, and the litmus test for intersectional feminism. She believes, quote, "The idea of purchasing intimacy and paying for the services can be affirming for many people who need human connections, friendship, and emotional support," close quotes. So in other words, having sex with a woman who you pay for sex is the new therapy.
This is shocking. The United Nations ought to be the last place to advocate for human traffickers and buyers who fuel the demand for sex objects. The idea that legalizing or decriminalizing commercial sex would reduce its harm is a persistent myth. Many claim that if the sex trade were legal, regulated, and treated like any other profession, it would be safer. Research suggests otherwise. Countries that have legalized or decriminalized commercial sex often experience a surge in human trafficking, pimping, and other related crimes.
There is so much going on in the world today. Make plans now to join us tomorrow, and we will talk about some of them. Don't forget our special offer. Our special offer today is the new book and DVD by Jonathan Cahn titled The Harbinger 2. You can have a copy for a gift of $25. To get your copy, just call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. You can also order it by writing to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And you can order it on our website at swrc.com. Thanks for tuning in today. Tune in tomorrow when we bring you a special series from the late Noah Hutchings on the Watchman on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Church.